You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What exactly were we talking about yesterday where suddenly we were talking about a minimalist lifestyle? I can't remember what the
You bet we were.
But we were going off on something, and somehow it got briefly shifted to some caller who was on the phone with us. And the next thing you know, we're talking about this whole idea of a minimalist lifestyle. And I know there's been, I don't know, is it still a big movement? Because a couple of years ago, it became a thing. There were, I think, hundreds of books that were published on it. There were blogs about it. There are podcasts about how to live a minimalist lifestyle. And you find so many people who are trying to downsize at a certain time of their life. Maybe the kids have moved out, or maybe they have no children and they've just decided, hey, I've got way too much junk.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about the toy situation, you know, with children, right? And that, yes, there are some kids in America who really don't have any toys, and it's heartbreaking. While on the other hand, you've got millions of children who are buried in toys that they don't even play with anymore.
Yeah, we've already let our kids know that we're going to be, you know, cutting back a little bit this year for Christmas. It's just, it's getting to be too much. They have too much stuff. If you go down to our basement, it's just full of toys. And then, you know, a couple people were asking about, you know, would they like this and would they like that? And somebody brought up, you know, is there any stuffed animals they would like or anything? And I go, if you go down to our basement right now, we have four black trash bags full of stuffed animals that I don't know what to do with, because I don't know if you can donate those. But it's like, no, we don't need any of this stuff. And I would love,
those, couldn't you?
I think you can donate them to like, animal rescues and things like that, because the dogs will chew on them. So maybe we'll look into that. I don't know. Take the batteries out of a few of them. But yeah, I would love to, man. I dream of the day when we can downsize and just start getting rid of stuff and not, you know, get out of the accumulation mode and get into the get rid of mode. I love it. I've talked about this with Nick. I've said to her, you know, if we never had kids, I think we would have given a shot to getting one of those tiny houses. You know, you pay 50 grand for it or whatever, and you set it out on a piece of land and you have a little house and you are forced to live that way. I would love it. I really would.
I can't deny that when I look at the photos of some of those and the designs.
They're very cool. They're very modern.
Yeah. And people say, here's a new design for a tiny house. My son and daughter-in-law opted for the minimalist lifestyle when they moved to Hawaii. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, if you're moving to Hawaii, you better.
Yeah. Yeah, cost of living's high.
It's
and
super
yeah.
expensive. But, I mean, they really have taken it to heart. I mean, they live in a small place. And before they moved, they got rid of almost everything. I think they took two pieces of furniture that, you know, they took with them. They each took a handful of clothes. I mean, because he works out of the house and she's a nurse.
Well, and you can get rid of all your winter gear when you leave, you know.
Get
rid of your pants.
They got rid of all of that. And they have really, I mean, I started to send him some books and I thought, wait a minute, maybe I should check with him. And I'm glad I did, because he said, no, don't, please don't send me books. I've got no place to put them. He goes, I only have maybe half a dozen books that I brought with
me. Wow.
And I'm just, the concept, let me ask you something. Let's do a, let me ask you this. If you get into the psychology of it, why is that so appealing to many people? And it's not to everybody. There's some people listening to this. They're in accumulation mode and their dream is to move into a 10,000 square foot home.
And then fill that bad boy up.
And fill it up. And what's one of the things we were mentioning yesterday is that whatever size home you move into, you will fill up. Like if you've got a 1,400 square foot house right now and you buy a 3,400 square foot house, it won't be long before that thing will be packed to the gills.
I guess
what do you think the psychology
is? It sounds
is?
Appealing because it's just less things to think about, less things that you see. Like going back to Christmas, I hate to keep ragging on Christmas, but it gives me anxiety every year knowing that there's more things coming into the house and I've got to cram more shirts into my closet or more shoes or whatever gifts I'm getting. And You know, I look at, like, under my bed, I've got a bucket of flashlights. I need one flashlight, Dom.
Why do you have a bucket
and
of
I have about 40 flashlights.
Why?
Gifts. People give me things as
People
gifts.
People give you flashlights as
yes.
gifts?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. My grandpa, when he may he rest, when he was around, like, they'd constantly be giving me flashlights and stuff. You know,
funny to me.
I know it is. So it's just something
I've
about
known
it.
I've
is...
for 17 years. I've never once thought of giving you a
oh,
flashlight.
Oh, so many flashlights, man. But yeah, it just, you know, none of that on your mind, you know, you know, when you go to your kitchen cabinet, you have one bowl to use. That's, you know, you don't have to choose from 15 different bowls. You got one plate, you got one fork. It would just make things so much more simple, wouldn't it? Then you can focus on other things. You can focus on your creativity or side hustles or whatever you want. Cause you're not held down by stuff.
There was something that we talked about years ago on the show that they were talking about all the stuff that people have in their basements in storage bins. And I know you can relate to this.
I got a ton of it.
The thing that I read was that if there's something you have not even seen in 2 years, get rid of it. Yeah. If it's something you have not looked at, touched, used in any way in 24 months, get rid of it.
That's a smart thing to do.
But there's also...
But as
like
soon as you,
you
do, you'll be like, oh, I needed that one flashlight.
You are very much into sentimentality. You're a big sentimentalist.
Yeah.
And I think that goes against the minimalist lifestyle because you would have to part with all of the things that you are very sentimental about. All of your old toys
some
and
of my
your
bins.
Collections of toys. And your
Yeah, that part would be the hardest, definitely, by
and
far.
And I don't think it counts that you go and get a storage facility somewhere and fill it up
well,
with
baby steps,
know,
baby steps.
Bins, but your house is a small house. I mean, I think if you're going to go minimalist, you've got to give it up.
Yeah, if you're going full in, if you're
and
full
now
on.
I see you having some heart palpitations right
now. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would save some of my old stuff that I know that has some value, but I'd be fine with going down from 10 pairs of jeans to 2. You know,
right. Well, you know, you're supposed to wear your jeans for a long time before you wash them.
Yeah,
anyway,
be turning them inside out and everything. So
here's our phone number for people who have thought about this, are doing it, or have family members. Like I've got family. My son, a total minimalist. We are hearing from listeners. Kathleen says, it was the best thing my husband and I did when our daughter graduated from college. We sold the house, bought a travel trailer. And have almost no possessions. You have no idea how freeing it is.
Oh, yeah. And then you can travel. You got a house on wheels then.
That's from Kathleen. You know, that speaks to that old saying. I can't remember who first said it. That you go from owning things to your things owning you.
Ooh. That should be a sign at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. But there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. Marnie takes the complete opposite approach. Marnie goes, I'm skeptical of the minimalist movement for some people who I think only want to do it to appear cool. Maybe I'm a cynic, but some of the people who preach about it like the attention it gives them. Well, that's probably true for any movement or any cause or anything. There's some people who are going to do it to get attention. But,
sure. I'm doing the Marie Kondo thing. It's kind of a big deal. She's on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good example.
Gabby wrote in. She said, boys, you don't have to dive right into, you don't have to do a deep dive right in and have one bowl and one fork. Mm-hmm. Just start with decluttering. You'd be surprised how much space you can free up by decluttering. Get rid of old paperwork. Minimize your wardrobe, clean out the shed, pare down from 10 cups to 10 cups instead of 50. These little things will help you on your way to living a better life where, again, you're not so concerned with stuff. That's from Gabby on our Facebook. So, yeah, you don't have to go right into the tiny house. Just declutter your current house and, you know, live your best life possible, Dom.
A friend of mine did the minimalist thing and told everybody about it. And it was probably 6 months later that we noticed they had kind of bounced back the other direction. So they tried it and they couldn't resist the urge to keep buying things.
Dang. It's like an addiction.
You know, they
said
they dabbled in minimalism. Let's go to the phones real quick. Here's Karina. Karina, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So what do you know about this?
So I have a friend who lives in Colorado Springs, and they did the tiny house and total minimalistic. I went to visit them, and it is so clean, I would say, and as well, it just there's just not a lot of clutter. It's tiny and it's small, but, you know, they still have a washer and dryer in the house, and it's just really minimalistic. There's not a lot of artwork. There's no frames. You know, like Jeremy said, there's like one or two cups, nothing big to choose from.
Wouldn't it be such really a culture shock to just kind of do that? You know, I'm a fan of that show on HGTV called Tiny House, Big Living, where those people move into those little places. And yeah, like I can't imagine like, okay, I'll be in the living room and you take two steps and I'm in the living room. There's like no privacy to those. That's the only thing I don't think I would like, is there really is nowhere to like get away.
Karina, you know, what did you think of it? Was it something that spoke to you?
No, I like to have my space, but I agree. I have so much junk in my basement, and I wanted to say this to Jeremy. I go to an organization called The Precious Child, and they are accepting donations.
I know about that, about them. Okay. I will look into that. Thank you.
I've been dropping my stuff off. Yeah, I've been dropping my stuff off lately. And COVID has made you like realize I don't need this junk either, but I still want my space.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you called us, Karina. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you.
Bye. It'd be hard to be in one of those tiny places if you're fighting with your spouse, you know. You can't,
like... I know. You can turn around, they're there.
You're always here. You wanted to move into a tiny house.
Time for one more. Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So are you living this lifestyle?
Well, I would say it's like a constant struggle to live that way. Like, we went from a tiny little condo to a house now. My husband and I, we bought a house last year. And he's like, let's put shelves up here and let's buy a shed for the backyard. And I'm like, why? Like, why? We're just going to put more stuff in there, buy more stuff that we don't need, that we'll never see. You know, I was like, just because we have a bigger house now doesn't mean that, you know, that we need to get stuff, buy stuff.
Yeah, but it's almost it's an irresistible urge. When you expand your space, you fill the space.
And a man needs a shed. I'm sorry. A man needs a shed.
No. Yes. We have a 3-car garage and it's just him and I. And I'm like,
a man still needs a shed.
Oh, my God.
Again, it's a place to escape to.
There is a house not far from my house, and I walk past it all the time, that they just built with a 7-car garage.
That sounds dreamy. See, I would have the little teeny tiny house. Garage. I'd have the teeny tiny house and then the 7-car garage. I'd be fine with that.
Sandra, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
See you later.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
See, she's even having a little disagreement with her husband. Like, why do we need this stuff? A lot of it is status symbol for people, too, though.
Oh, sure.
Right? I mean, that plays a part in all of this.
Sure it does.
You know, it's keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing.
3-car garage and a shed? Jealous.
That was the one thing about your house.
That's
that
the one thing
you, right?
That we didn't get. I wanted that 3-car tandem garage, so it was technically 4.
Oh my God.
Technically.
I'll take a picture of this 7-car garage house and send it to you.
I want that. I want it bad.
You'll slobber over it, man.